We end up Tzadik Beis Amal Aleph. We had a Yeshayla in the Gemara with Bezden Paskin Al Pi Eid Echa that Meis Baila. And if, with this Psak, the Isha went and got married, if the din is the Shia Bahalocha of Yochid She'osa Al Pi Heiroas Bezden, that is Potter from a Kolben, or is it considered Yochid She'osa Al Pi Tois Bezden and is Chayiv a Kolben? We wanted to explain the Shaila is when Bezden is Mater, a woman to get married, Al Pi Eidechod, is pshat is that Bezden with Cheshboinis is Seimech on the Eidechod. So if it is a smiche on a deidechot, so then there is a din of tois person. This aid we shouldn't have relied on. We didn't know he was a liar, a shakhan. Or pshat is that Bezden doesn't rely on the aid. Bezden taking all factors into consideration assumes that the husband is dead, so it's called heiroas Bezden. That's as we try to explain the machlokes. Af Rabbi Elezer sova de toise. So the Gemara says Rabbi Elezer also holds it is a din of tois bezdin, and therefore the isha is mechuyev to bring a kol. The sanya Rabbi Elezer oima yikayv hadin esoho v'tovi chato shmeina, and she should bring a chato shmeina. Is the Amrit Bishloime the toys? So if you say that he holds its toys, Bishimochi Masi Kob, that's why she brings a Kob, because it's not Heiroas Bezden, it's toys Bezden. Early Amrit, the Heirohi, Amai Masi Kob, but if it's a Heiro, why does she bring a Kob? So it's a Raya that Rabbi Elezer holds toys Bezden. So the Gemara asks the Dumikosova Rabbi Elezer, Yochid She'osa Beiroas Bezden Chay. Maybe Rabbi Elezer holds that a Yochid She'osa Beiroas Bezden Chay, not that he holds it's a toys, it's a hero, but this is a machlokes tanoim in this. If a Yochid She'osa Beiroas Bezden is Chay v'kolben, a potter from a kolben. So the Gemara says, "Im kein ma'yikayv hadin esaho." So let us see Rashi. Yikayv hadin esaho beniseis api bezn loyim rinen. We don't say api bezn who, since she married api bezn umiftera and she's part of a makom. Elohilchen acha oimik hadvarim. V'amrinen ta'usahu, this is a toys, the eight samuch, they relied on the nemonis of the eight. The tovich hatashmeina. So the Gemara said, maybe he holds yochit sha'osop yeroz bezn is chaybekom, and kein ma'yikoy, mititoni hochi mash mediloy ma'aynim bo shape, l'fumriyata have a potalof. You wouldn't be ma'ayin, you would potter, but when you're ma'ayin, then you'll see that it's tak a chaybekom, because it is toys person, not heroes person. Now let us go back to the last halacha we had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hayrua Bezden Linose. Bezden Paskin, she's permitted to get married. The Holcha Vikilkala. And she did not marry an Isurian Shalheta. It was Kilkala. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what Kilkala means. Chayeves Bekolbech. So she's Chayeva Kolben. Sheloi Hitiruha Elo Linose. They only were Mataho Linose to get married. So the Heter was, we'll see, a Nisuin Shel Heter. And therefore she was Kilkala and she made a Biasisa. So this was not included in the Hiro of Bezden. So Memele, so this is not considered Yochid She'os al Pi Heiroas Bezden. Let us see the Gemara. My kilkala, what is the tight kilkala? Rabbi Elezer Oimer Zinso. Rabbi Elezer says she was Mazana. The Maisa, her husband was alive, and this was a B.S.A.S.H. ish. Rabbi Yochanan Oma Almona Lekoin Godo Grusha Vechalutza Lekoin Hechi. She married, there was an Ishus Shel Issa. It wasn't, and Znus was an Ishus Shel Issa. Man the Omar Zinso, the man the Omar that says that by Zinso, she's Mechuyev to bring a Kolb, Koshken Amonu Lekoin Godo. Man the Omar Amonu Lekoin Godo, but the man the Omar that says, Rabbi Yochanan that says, Almonu Lekoin Godo, Avo Zinso Lekoin. But if she was Mizana, she will not have to bring a coat. My time, the Omre, she says, Atan hu de shivisin pnuya. You made me a pnuya, you said I'm a pnuya. Now, this is a very difficult Gemara to understand. And the Yisrael Oyer and Mishnayis is Marich in this Gemara. And he asks as follows. He asks, L'chayra, how do we understand, let's go to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, he tirua linose. They said she's permitted to get married. And she went and she married Kohen Gadol. She's a mom of Kohen Gadol. She's a grusha, she married a Kohen Hedyot. So how do we understand Rabbi Yochanan? So we understand Rabbi Yochanan as follows, that we were matter, you should marry a permissible marriage. We meant you should marry a marriage which is mutar al pi halacha. You married you're a grusha, you married a kohen. We had no intentions. This is not kolu. This is not included in our hata. We said tiruli nose in the suyin shel hata. So he says. So let's go further. So, before we go further, so what is pshat? So pshat is, we were matter you for this person, and not for this person. We were matter you, yeah, Grush, we were matter you for a kai, we were matter you for other people, not for this person. She says, how do we understand by Zinsa, she should be part of a makom? She says, we understand it because we were matter you for this person. Could marry this person. We will matter you for this person. So you have a heter for this person. So the Yisrael says, but I don't understand it. But it was a heter for Nisuin and not for Znut. What's the chilek? What is the chilek if in the heter was for a certain people and not other people? Or for a certain type of being, not another type of being? If you learn Znut is awesome in our Torah, the Rabboni doesn't understand what the difference is. So he wants to say one mahalach as follows. He wants to say that Rabbi Yochanan held that itiru alinose, the pshat is they were matter for certain types of people. That's right. There were matter for certain types of people, for Yisrael, not for Kahanim. So by marrying a Kohen, this is not included in their heter. He says, but if she was Mizane, so Rabbi Yochanan held as follows. And in the heter of Bezin, when you said she can marry anyone, what was kol in your heter? You know, the husband was alive. So lemaise, even though you didn't spell it out because you were under the impression that husband is dead, But your heter was she could marry anybody, so in your heter was called she could be mezana with anybody. Because that lemaisa was your heter. The husband was alive. She can't marry anybody. Lemaisa. So, but your heter was she can marry any, Avida Nafkahanin, she can marry anybody. So when you said in your heter was knowing and realizing that he was alive, so your heter was that she could be mizana with anybody, because that was kolal in your heter. Because she can't be more than mizana, because she's an eishes ish. So he says, that's the svara. That's what the atun the shvisin pnuyo. You just said that, what you didn't say. L'maise, Lagabi Nisuin Stamazoi, you weren't matter her for Nisuin Bepoyo because she was an Asian Sish. He said she be some Pnui and Lamaisa, she was an Asian Sish and there'll be Znus. So that's why he held that Znus was Nichlal and that. Tanya Kevosi Drabi Echnen, Evu Besn Linosa. Beholcha vikilkalo, kigoin, amona lekoin godu, grush mechlusa lekoin hedit, chayeves bekolbin, alkol, bia, ubia, divrei rabilos. So, akaponim, we see that the kilko is, she got married to people who she wasn't supposed to get married to. Now, rabilosa holds, that since this is not a yochid she also pieros bezin, so she's chayim the kolben al kol biya biya. The chachamim oimrim kolben echod al hakel. Since it was haloma achas, so memele, so it's like a person ate shnei zeisei chaylev behelem echod. So it's considered like one big achila b'shoigek, and you bring one comb. So five bias with one person is also considered like one big issa. So you bring one comb. Rabbi Loza holds bias machalkes. Umoidem chachom Rabbi Loza shem nises lachamish b'nei yodim shreves b'kom na kolechet v'echot. Hoyu v'gufin mechlokim. Gufin mechlokim is makes a chiyuv of kolbonis mechlokim. Let us see Rashi. Koskin amonu kain godu, the loho chiloi shor yudin, the mataha for kain godu. A kolbi abi, kasava rabeloza, bias mechalkish, v'taymim seches krisis, kolben echad alakil, Zok the Mishne Baita, a Isha, Shaholach Bailo Ubno Limdina Sayom. Ubo Baomrulo Meis Bailech. And they said Meis Bailech. Baachakach Meis Bintcho. Then he says, and she got married. That means, so even though she heard that Lamaisha, she doesn't have a son either, but since the son died after the husband, so there's no chiyuv of yibum. Va'achakach omru lo chiluv hoyu advor. No, they both are dead, but the seder was behepach, that first the son died, and then your husband died. So Lamaisha, when your husband died, you were yibum alishu. So we'll see in the Gemara that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds Kedushinus and Teifis, B'yavama L'shuk. So it's Teitze mi Bailo, because when she married him, she was a Yavama L'shuk. Ba'avlad Rishon Va'achin Mamzer, and Rishon Va'achin, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. Now, just to understand the Ivra of the Mishnah, there are two Mahalchim later in the Gemara, exactly what happened over here. There's one Mahalach that in Neidechot said, Meis Bailech, Va'achakach, Meis Bincha, And then Ba'achakach Omru lo Chilof HaYodvom, two Eidim came and said it was Chilof HaYodvom, and that's why we believe the second cut. Or it's speaking about that two Eidim said Meis Bailech Ba'achakach Meis Bincho, and then two other Eidim came and mazim them. And then they said that Chilof HaYodvom. That later in the sugya we'll see this machlekes. That is case number one. Case number two. Omru lo meis bincho va'achar kach meis bailech. So memele yuzokek liyibum v'nisyabmo. So they were miyabmo. Va'achar kach omru lo chilof hoyu advorim. But the ben died after the husband. So for Kelt, it's an Ashes Ach Shiesh Le Bonim. His Teitze, he has got a Porsche to Teitze from the Yavam, because it's an Ashes Ach Shiesh Le Bonim, Bablad Rishin Ba'achrein Mamza. Case number three. Omru lo Meis Bailech Veniseis. He told her Meis Bailech. She got married. When you got married, he was alive. But now he's dead. His Teitzei, so it's Teitzei from this husband, Vavlad Rishen Mamza, and the child she had, Kozman, her husband was alive, is a Mamza Diraise, Va'achoin, and the child shall have from him, after we found out that the husband is not alive, is Einei Mamza Minatayra. That the Achen is not a Mamza Minatayra. I mean, the Rabban is a Mamza, but Minatayra is not a Mamza. Omru lo, case number four, Meis Bailech, V'niskatcho, and it wasn't Nisei, it was Niskatcho, so she didn't do any aveira whatsoever. Va'achakach bo baila, v'teresh lachzilai. So she's permitted to go back to her husband. They didn't cancel her because she didn't do any yisrael. Is afal pi shenosan la'achen get, even the achen gave her a get. So really the get is worthless. He never was married to her. Is loiposlo minakune. So this get will not paslo minakune. Ezu dorash rabbe lozo, even though he made a maise kedushin, but a maise kedushin is an ashes ish, does not accomplish anything. So memele, so she never became his wife. She never needed a get from him. So memele, the get is nothing. So it doesn't pass al haminakuna. Ezu dorash rabbi Elozo ben Masye, v'isho grusho me'isho, v'loi me'ish she'eino isho. He said, the whole psu grush is only if a husband gave a get. This person is not a husband. Let us see, Rashi, v'achakach meis bincho, v'loi huskiko le'yibum. That was the first Eidus, when he says Lashuk, Rishon Va'achin, Meforosh V'Gmore. Mamzer, Chakive, Metuk Medoma, Yesh, Mamzer, Mechai Vilav. Kayim Hoyo Kshenises. So then the second pair of Eidim came and said that when you got married, Yazmustal Alai, Hablad Rishon, Shehoyelo, Bo Eidenu Chai, Mamza Diraise, and the second is not a Mamza Diraise. So the Gemara asks, my Rishon or my Achrein? The first case we're speaking about that she was a Yevoma Lashuk, Lamaise. We found it out later, but she was a Yevoma Lashuk. So what are the first, what is considered the first child, what's considered the second child? Ilema Rishain Lifne Shmue, the first child before she found out بعد در چیزایی وام و آخرین لآخر شموهن the child that she had after she found out that چیزایی وام both children she had altsi وام لشک she was married to she was married to someone else and she was Yevom Lashuk. She's listening, Avlad Mamza, what's the difference when she found out she always was a Yevom Lashuk? If she knew about it, if she didn't know about it, but she was a Yevom Lashuk. And therefore the child is a Mamza. Listening, Avlad Mamza. So the Gemara answers Mishum de kaboi le misni seife omrulo meis bailech venisets. The seife, it says that they told her meis bailech venisets. She got married. Va ache kach omrulo kayim hoyo omeis. That when you got married, he was alive, and later he died. Horishin mamza, va achin eine mamza. So there, there's tak a chilek between the Rishain and the Achrein. The Achrein means the Achrein after her husband died. The Rishain is before the husband died. And there's a Mardik and Afkamina between these two children. So since in this third case there is a Rishain and an Achrein, and there's a difference, so here it says there's no difference between Rishin and Achin, even though here it is not necessary to explain it this way, but he hops on the lotion of the third case. Let us see Taisvitz. Va'omalo meis bailech, va'hodo meis bincha. Havlad horishoin v'achroin mamza. So, what is taich of rishoin and achroin? He says, the Gemara asks, let's say, a different loshen. The Gemara says he hopped on this loshen. But for emes, Taisus clears, what does rishoin v'achroin exactly mean? So, omari, the Rishain Hainu Lifnei Shmur, V'achein Achei Shmur, Kehi De Seife. He says that the first child, before she was unaware that she's Yevom Lashuk, and that the Achim is a child after she became aware that she's Yevom Lashuk. Kehi De Seife, Kede Meforesh Bigmok. And really, it's not necessary to speak this out, but he chapped on the lotion of the safe. The ein leforish to the maskone de gemore. Now, the Marsha explains, maskone de gemore means, the gemore later has a tzad, as we have mentioned, that it's speaking about an eid echod at said first mace, Bailech v'achakach meis bincha, and later two Adam came and said, Hepechayu adbo. Now, according to this maskone, so when she got married, she was a pesheya. Let's just picture it as that, because she should have been bedayek. The Eidechot said meis bailech v'achakach meis bincha, we see was wrong. So she should have been bedayek. So Taisvis says, now let us just see what Taisvis wants to say, then Taisvis slugs it up, but let us just delve a little bit of what Taisvis is saying over here. This is a meirdik mechudishtik at Taisvis. The ein leporish, the lemaskone de gemore, that means if it's speaking about that an eidechot came and said, meis bailech vachgach meis pincha, havi de hoches, according to that pshat, mi bal rishoin umi bal achrein. That means achrein means that after they told her that your husband died before the after the son, so she was in the siyabe. בעל אחים דהיינו מיובו. דקונסו נמי לאויסרו איובו. They consent to Asaha and the Yovo. Why did they consent to Asaha and the Yovo? It's Lemaisa, she was a Yevome Shezinsa. That means she's a Shemeres Yovo Shezinsa. So we'll say, since it's speaking about an Eid Echot, so we will say, just like the Aloha is, if a Isha Shaholcha Baila Limdinas Hayom, and she got married to someone else, B'Issa, and when the husband comes back alive, so she's also to her husband, so we'll say, he is also the same day. That means she was supposed to be Nisyabim. She wasn't Nisyabim. She got married to someone else. Now we found out that she should have been Nisyabim. So she's also to the Yovo. She's also, she was Mizana Tachas HaYovo. So it's like an Isha Shezinsa Tachas Bailo. So she's also to the Yovo. And since she, so if she'll have a child from the Yovam, the child will be a mamza. Just like we have in our mission, if she has a child from her first husband, the child is also a mamza. So maybe let us say that this is pshat. That means according to the maskonas hagemara, maskonas hagemara teisvus means, that means if we'll say that an eid echod, it's speaking about an eid echod, so havel or the dayik, so, That's what Tosis wants to say. The Haina Miyova, the Consul Nami Laoisra Ayova. So Tosis says you can't say this. The Al Kochach Aimamzel Dohocha Midiraisa Koba. That what it says, Havlad Achrein Mamzel means Minatayre. Because later what it says, means it's not a mamza. It is a mamza. So al koponim, if in the first case it says about the achin mamza, means it's a mamza. Umiyovom loyhavi mamza midereis. And from the yovom, she's not a mamza midereis. Now, Tosfos not some emele, so since it's not a mamza d'oraisa from the Yovam, so you can't say that a vlad ha'achrein mamza means from the Yovam, because from the Yovam she's not a mamza. So now Tosfos wants to elaborate on this nekude: is she a mamza d'oraisa from the Yovam, yes or no? So Tosfos says, Afilu le Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Teitzei, we'll see later, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva, with all the Kedushnas and Teifas, be Abom Elishut. So Tosfos says, Afilu le Rabbi Kiva, the mashme znus yevome kiznus teishes ish lo oisro ayovo. The Gemara says, in Soita, according to Rabbi Kiva, so a Yevome Leshuk, that was Mizane, is equivalent to an Ashes Ish that was Mizane, and just like an Ashes Ish is also Lebailo. So a Yevome Leshuk is also to the Yevome. So Tosfos says, so maybe it's Taka Mamza Minatayros. What's, let's say Ha'achim means from the Yevome, it's a Mamza Minatayros. So Tosfos says, Dafilu eishes ish loy mitzero midereisa al yedei tois. So Tosfos says, Afilu will say the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. But she was niseis al pi eid echod. So how could she be also to the Yovam min ha-Toyre? How could this nus that was done by Ines, asahot to the Yovam in a Torah? So let us just say over what Taisvis just said now. So Taisvis had a tzad like this. Maybe Vlav Ha'achin Mamza means that after she found out that she's a Yevome, she was Nisyabim, and the Mishnah is telling us that the child from the Yevome is a Mamza. So Taisa says, you can't say this pshat, because the child from the Achin is a Mamza means Minatayr is a Mamza. And he can't be a mamza minatayra, afilu according to Rabbi Kiva that holds a shemeres yovom shezinsa, is the equivalent to an ashes ishezinsa. But Taisva says it's equivalent, but it's not better. So just like an ashes ishezinsa bo'oines is not also minatayra. So a Yevome Shezins is not also Minatay. And here it's speaking about Boinis, was Aidei Eidecha. That is what Taisva says. Rabbi Kivega asks a Moira Dikekasha. Rabbi Kivega learned his Taisvas. Now Taisvas was trying to say that maybe the Vlad from the Yevom is a mamza midiraisa. And Taisa says, it can't be because she's not a seita midiraisa, she was bohines. So Rabbi Kivega, but let's theorize what Taisa is really saying. What would be if she was mizana baratz? Then according to Rabbi Kiva, she'll be a mamza midiraisa. She'll be a mamza midiraisa. The child will be a mamza midirai. So that's what Taisvis is saying. So Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't understand. The Gemara says, afilo, according to Rabbi Kiva, with all the chumras of Rabbi Kiva, yesh mamza mechai v'lavin, but the Gemara says, hakel moidim b'boa lasoite, she'ein havlav mamza. That means, let's talk about an Eishasisha Zinso, Begotzin. And the husband was Boyle, and there's a love, La Yucho Baal Arishon Lakachta, Tzachai Vilavin. Afal Pikin, the Gemara says, but Rabbi Kiva is Moide, that a Vlad Soite, the Baal was Boyle, the Soite, is not a Mamza. His Moide is not a Mamza. So Rabbi Kivega, yes, he doesn't understand this Taisus. Here this Taisus saying, maybe Rabbi Kiva holds a Yovam is just like a husband. And if she was Mizanis, or just like she's a Soite. So maybe that's Pshat. She should be a Mamza. So Rabbi Kivega said, how can it be Mamza? So she's a Soite li Yovam. So there's no Mamza from a Soite. He doesn't understand Taisus. Fine. The Chochom Echod Amaloi. But then a Chochom told him Pshat and Taisvis, and he enjoyed this Pshat. He said, no. He says, if she's assoited to the Yovam, so by Soita the Gemara says, Tumok Sibbo Ka'arayis. That by assoita is called an Elve. So if she's an elve to the Yovam, so there's Eishes Ach. So then it'll be a mamza midereise of the Eishes Ach of her husband. So Taisus is Moiridik. Taisus, no, but Taisus says, so maybe that's Pshat in the Mishnah. It seems Taisus wanted to learn that Pshat in the Mishnah. That Rishon will mean the first husband and Achin means the Yovam, but she's not a Sefer. That's the problem. Because it was Boinis. But if it would be, if it wouldn't be Boinis, or Takabi Amamza, Al-Swat, even though a Mamza may Sefer, but since she's a Saita to the Yavam and to Maksibo Karayas, so she's an Elva to the Yavam, so she'll be a Mamza Al-Seishasach. So Rabbi Kivega liked that pshat, but this Chochem told him. Kumt Rab Chaim Oyser,
And the Chaim Moses says, this Chochem said, a bombe. He said, a moire de kechidish, this Chochem. Let's appreciate what this Chochem said. This Chochem said that that every Isha, every Shemeres Yovo that was Mezana Barotzen, she becomes an Erve to all the Yovams, and there's no Zika anymore. There's no Zika. She became an Eish Esoch. So Rabbi Kivege says, so let's go. So Rabbi Chaim Moses says, so let's go one step further. A Shemeres Yovam Shezinso, so the minute the person who's Mezana with her makes her raw, she became a Soita. She became now Nifka the Zika from all the Yovams. Ois Yavam Malashuk. That means every Shemeres Yavam Shezinza with the Hara, she becomes Ois Yavam. Because she's not Zokok to any of the Yavamim anymore. Now she's an Elva to each Yavam, and the Gemara says klar later, and that's pshat in the Mishnah, it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva holds that a Vlad, that what it says in the Mishnah, that the Vlad is a Mamzer, the our Mishnah says the Vlad is a Mamzer, a Vlad Rishon v'Achrin Mamzer, from the Loch we're just learning now. The Vlad is a Mamza from the, that means she was Mizana with someone, she really was a Yevame, and she got married to someone else, so maybe she's a Yevame Lashuk, and Rabbi Kiva holds that is a, the Vlad is a Mamza from Yevame Lashuk. Rashi says weiter, because yesh Mamza mechai vilavin. So she's the Vlad is a Mamza because she was a Yevam Lashuk. Frekt Rab Chaim Oizer, can't figure this out. How can there be a Mamza from a Yevam Lashuk with the Haro? According to Rabbi Kiva, she becomes a Soite. The minute she becomes a Soite, Zukta Chocha Mechot, it's Nifka Vezike. She only can become this Aber by Gmar Biyah. By Gmar Biyah, so she's not a Yevam Lashuk anymore. So the Gmar Biyah is not a Yevam Lashuk, so how could the child be a Mamza? We blies by a Tzorach Iyun on the Samuel the Kekashe that Rab Chaim Oizer asks. And it's, but we have to know Pshat and Toisvis. I mean, Rabbi Kevega took gestellt auf Toisvis. This Toisvis is saying a Moiridike Chidush, that theoretically it could be a Mamza, according, the Kerneiro also says it doesn't understand Toisvis like Rabbi Kevega. Yes, how could it be a Mamza, from the Yavam, according to Rabbi Kive, from a Soite, there's no mamzeres, no the schochem echot for the moiridike chochme. That there'll be a mamzer al teishe soch, because it's nifka de zike, she becomes an elbe. So Rabbi Chaim Moser asks, Ibezei doesn't understand, how could there be a mamzer from a Yevam Lashuk? She becomes ois Yevam Lashuk with the haro, because she becomes a seiter right away. So bigmar biyem, Marbi, she's ois Yevam Lashuk. It could be Shaykh Hamamza if it was Boines. So then she never became a Saita. I mean, it's Shaykh Hechetim, so that this should be a Mamza from a Yevam Lashuk. But in a Poshut case of, if there was a Bias Rotzen, so come out, it'll never be a Mamza. Let us continue in Tosfos. Vafilu midarabona loy mitzera ayovum hocha lamaydi mukilo lekamon betrei yutrei. Now Tosfos said, if it's speaking of a Tosfos says, minatere shizichanar osa to the yovum, if it's speaking about a neidechot. And if it's speaking about nisis alpishnei edim, so memele, so according to Rab Shimon in the previous Mishnah, nisei shalei bishus bezn is materis lazuleted in constant marvel of the mevat, is lamaid mukulakama betray yetray, ubei di azome. So it won't be a mamza filumi da rabbona from the yovim, because my havel olameva, to edim said, meis bailech vachakach meis bincho. Veget nami loy boy me oisoy minashuk, and we won't cancel her that she should need a get me oisoy minashuk. Im itchile nisais bishnei edim, just like if her husband would be alive, she could return back to her husband. They didn't cancel her. You don't need a get from the second one. So who are then you, if it's speaking about Nisei's Bishnei Eidim, so she'll be mutter to the oven, Afilamida Rabbonim, and she won't need a get. Zok the Gemara Baita, Tono Rabbonim. So it says in our Mishnah, Havlad Rishain Ve'achrein Mamzer, and the Poshet Pshat is Ve'achrein Mamzer. Now, according to Tosfos, Achrein Mamzer means a fuller after she knows that she's a Yevam Lashuk, the Achrein is a Mamzer. And it's a Mamzer Dirais. Tono Rabbonon zu divrei Rabbi Kive, shaya oimer en kdushin teufsin bechai velav. Rabbi Kive holds that kdushin is not teufis bechai velav. So memele, so avlad, ma yevom alishuk, is a mamzal, is he eishus a meis, achutz alizo, is a lav. And the vlad is a mamzer. Avol chachomim oimrim. Ein mamzer me yevome. There's no mamzer from yevome. That means leisiya eishes hameis achutze will not make the vlad a mamzer. So the Gemara asks, lochayre, this loshen is very misleading. The chachomim say ein mamzer me yevome. But it would seem that another chayvei yevome, it's not a mamza. V'leim a mamza mechayvei lavin. The lechayre de chulkim and Rabbi Kive, not me yevome. From all chayvei lavin, the vlad is not a mamza. So the Gemara says, v'leim a mamza mechayvei lavin. So the Gemara says, Hach tane de Rabbi Kivu, doma mechai belavim de sher havi mamza, mechai belavim grede loy havi mamza. This tane holds, like Rabbi Kivu, that yesh mamza mechai belavim, but afke chai belavim de sher, chai belavim of kulve, anusas oviv is a mamza, that's chai belavim de kulve. Ob chai ve'ilav in the lav de kulve, like Yevom Lashuk, so then he holds it's not a mamza. So memele, it's very midui cases. So this beraisa that we hear about machloikis, will the child be a mamza from a bias Yevom Lashuk, is both tanoim hold like Rabbi Kive yesh mamza mechai ve'ilav. But the Zudiv Rabbi Kiva holds that Afilu Chai Vilavan the Lav the Sheh Chai Vilavan the Lav the Kuv is also a Mamza. So therefore, so be a Mamza. And the Chachamim said, Ein Mamza Mechai Vilavan. And therefore, Ein Mamza Mechai Vilavan. And a and Mechai V'Lavin, you know, he holds Mamza Mechai V'Lavin, and Mamza Yivom L'Shut, because Yivom L'Shut is a Chai V'Lavin, the Lav D'Sher, and he holds a Mamza L'Mechai V'Lavin D'Sher. Let us see Rashi. Imam Zami Yavomish, and he says, Lishuk, Beloy Chalitza, Oyaboles, Ole Elo Belav. So the Gemara says, Hai Tane, Vachachomim, Oyim, Imam Zami Yavom, Almasvirulo, Deyesh, Chai, Vilav, and Shavlan, Mam Zami Yavom. Is Tane, the Rabbi Kivi, Vika Tane, Beperka Chalitz, Alibe, the Rabbi Kivi, the Oma. Yesh mamzer mechai v'ilavin d'sher d'mach meskuve, k'goyin anusas oviv l'rab Yehuda. Dome koilei b'lav pek noisim al anusach, k'goyin noisi as chalutzosei. Chalutzosei is also chai v'ilavin d'sher. That means chalutzosei is really eishes ochiv. That's a chai v'ilav. The koilei lo b'lo yivne. The love the kubu, that's a love the kubu. It's she's related to him. Chalutzoso is chai v'lav and the share. V'avi mamza, mechai v'lav and greide, k'gain yivom l'shuk v'doy melo. Zok the Gemara vayte. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Rav. Minayim she'ein kedushin Toifsin b'yevomer. Now, Rav is coming to tell us that according to everyone, Kedushin is not Toifis b'yevomer. Shenema loisiye eishes ameis achutzo leishzo. Loisehebo avayu. Now, just to refresh our memories, there's Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Let's just mention Shitas Rashi. Rashi in Achilitz learned Pshat in Rav that Rav had understood Pshat in Posik Leisiya Eishes Ameis Achutze means Leisahebo Avaya. The Posik is not coming to make a lav on a Yevom Lashut. There's no lav on a Yevom Lashut. There's only an Esa Yevom Yovi Alev Aloy. And this pasuk is coming to tell us one thing: the kedushin isn't taifus. Loisiya eishes hameis achutzo leizo loitehebo havaya lizo. That's what the pasuk is telling us. The kedushin isn't taifus in Yevom Lashuk. Ushmuel amar, and Shmuel said, "Bani yaseinu tzricha get." Shmuel says, "Bani yaseinu." I don't know how to learn a posuk in Chumash. I don't know how to say pshat in posuk. Misaf gilei l'shmu, hai loisiya eishes hameis ila lav l'diyase. Is it coming for a lav? To tell us is an isa loisiya eishes hameis achutza l'izor is a lav. So if it's coming, it's a lav, so kedushin is teifes b'chai ve'lav. Maybe it's coming to tell us the way Rav said. So Shmuel said, I don't know pshat and posik. So misofik, you need to get. I don't know how to learn pshat and parachumish. So maybe it's coming for a lav. So you do need to get. Maybe it's coming to the solution is in Tavis. You don't need to get. So misofik, you need to get. Ba'aniyus seinu, so Rashi says, mitoich aniyus tateinu, shin onu yoidim perish amikra. Ile lavu diyosa, arei hi kisha chai vilavin, vitofsi bo kedusha. Period. Let us just see the two Tosfos that explain this Gemara. Tosfos is Chelek and Rashi. Omar Rav, minayin shekdushin toifsin biyevom. So Tosfos said, now we just had l'chayre amachloikis the Rabbonon the Rabbi Kiva. They hold that kedushin is toifis
chayve lavin de lav de sher. And it's not toifus b'chayve lavin de sher. Now, who is the Rav going according to? In Rabbi Kiva, all the Kedushin is in toifus afilu b'chayve lavin de lav de sher. And Rav all of a sudden is saying that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Kedushin is in toifus, so who is he going? According to the Rabbonon, the Rabbi Kiva, the Kedushin is toifus l'chayre. According to Rabbi Kiva, you don't need this whole shtick toire. So what does Rav say? So Tosfos says, he's saying, afilu l'rabbonon de Rabbi Kiva. He's going afilu according to the Rabbonon de Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbonon svirilei l'rav. He holds like the Rabbonon. Midemarsher oived kechovim ve'eved alboa bas Yisroel ba'choyle. Does not say is Kedushin Teufis or is not Kedushin Teufis. The Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara says, Zu divrei Rabbi Kiva, aber chomer mome im mamzer mi yevom. So let us just speak isomainic. And the Gemara explains the machloikis is, do you say that Kedusha, that if there's a Bamsa Mechaivi Lavin, the Lav the Sher, or Ein Mamsa Ella Mechaivi Lavin the Sher. Now let us explain this for 1 minute. The Makur, that there is a Mamsa Mechaivi Lavin, is from the Posuk Layigale Knaf Ovid. Yigalaknaf Ofiv means Anusas Ovid. Father was Ma'anis Anish. And then it says Layove Mamza. So we learn Anusas Ovid, the blood is a Mamza. So we learn Yeshchai Vilavit. Now, if you learn out from Anusas Ovid, so there are two guidelines we have. Number one, Anusas Ovid is Chai Vilavit the Sher. So we know Mamz is only from Chai Vilav and Desher, because Dumyat Anusas Ovid. Number two, Anusas Ovid has a certain characteristic. What's the characteristic of Anusas Ovid? That the Boil or the Niveles are Baal Tvisas Kedushin to other people, but they themselves, there's Lloyd Tvisus Kedusha. Between themselves, she's Anusas Ovid, so she's also Libnoi. But in Yesod, the Bnei Tvisus Kedusha Lachini, side the Boyu and side the Nivellus. Now let's go one step further. According to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says you don't need Chai Vilavim to share. Now, where did he get this from? So he darshan the vav of vilo yigale. That doesn't have to be dumya danusas of it. So it doesn't mean dumya danusas of it, then the sky is the limit. It doesn't mean dumya. So two things I'll tell you. Number one, I'll tell you that you don't need chai vilav in the share. It doesn't mean dumya danusas of it. And number two, even though the boil or the nivelis is a lav bas tvisas kedushin, the kuli alme, it's also a mamza. As long as there's no tvisas kedushin, it doesn't have to be davke. These two, there's no tvisas kedushin, lachine, there's a tvisas kedushin. That is according to Rabbi Kiva, that you don't need dumya danusas ovit. So let us say two more hanoches, and then we'll understand our tesis perfectly. Akum halbo abas Yisrael. So there's a svar in the Gemara that it's not a mamza, because an akum is bechlal alav batvisas kedushin to anyone. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva holds, you don't need dumya danusas of it, so we don't have any such guidelines that, that it's about visas kedushin lachine, and after between these two, there's no tvisas kedushin. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's no tvisas kedushin, and the bia, the vlad is a mamza. Even though an akam doesn't have tushin with anyone.
Yesod number one. Let us talk about a Yevam Malishuk. And we will assume for 1 minute, according to Rav, that a Yevam Malishuk, Kedushin isn't typhus in the Yevam Malishuk. Because it says, Laisiya Eishes Hameis HaChutzo Le'izo, and Rav Dashens, Laisahei Bo Avaya. So the Pasuk says, a Yevam Malishuk can't get married to anyone. In Taisvis says, in that Memtesom it bays, into the Yavam also there's no issues. There's only a mitzvah's beer. There's no issues that the Yavam has. The Yavam is not Mekadish the Yavam. It's Biyodis Pein, Biyishik Nolaymin HaShemai. So it comes out that a Yavam is a Lav Bas issues period. So Memele, that's what Tosis is going to say. According to, Rav is saying as follows. Rav is saying, according to everyone, I feel according to the Chachomim of Rabbi Kiva, Kedushin is not Tosis b'Yevam Elishuk. Because it says, let's say, b'Abai. Afal Pikein, the Vlad won't be a Mamzer, according to the Chachomim. Because the Chachamim hold ein mamzel mechai vilav in the share. So you need dum yedanus as oviv. And dum yedanus as oviv means that between themselves there's no tvisis kedushin. Aber lachine there are b'nei tvisis kedushin. So memele, so the only case of mamzer is dumye, if I hold you need chai vilav in the share. Then I hold you need dumye the anusas oviv. So then, by a yevam elishuk, the vlad won't be a mamza, according to Rav, because the yevam is a lav bas tvisis lushin lekuli alma. That is what Taisvis is going to say. Now let us see Taisvis in a moment. Omarad, minayim shen kedushin toifsin b'yevome, so Taisa says, afilu l'rabbonon de Rabbi Kiva. Rav is saying, afilu according to the Rabbon of Rabbi Kiva, who hold that kedushin toifsin b'chai v'lam v'lam v'she, afal piken a yevom l'shuk is not his kedushin. The Rabbonon svira l'rav, he's going according to the Rabbonon, midemachshir, Oyved kechom ve'eved abor bas Yisroel ba'achayle. Why? Because they love the nekedushin period. And you need dum yedanus as of it. Ule Rabbi Kiva avimam se kedemrine ve'perk asori yursin. Period. So we see that Rab holds not like Rabbi Kiva. He holds like the chachamim Rabbi Kiva. You need dum yedanus as of it. Ulekame nami bishmaiten dome rabiane nimdu begomru shenk dushin toibsin beyevoma like Rab. Omale Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Leimishna Sainihi, so he says, Vidochi Amani Rabbi Kivi. Mechlau, so Alkaponim Rabiane is going not according to Rabbi Kivi. Mechlau di Yoma fil alibe de Rabbon. So, Taisvis is saying that Rav and Rabbi Yamai hold afilu according to the Rabbonon, Kedushin isn't Taisvis. Poho diktoni la'el zu divrei Rabbi Kiva doma Kedushin Taisvis b'chai b'labin, mash me de bohochi toli mashu mamza b'yevome, it's perashti b'saif achayus, and that's what Taisvis says. According to Rabbi Kiva, you don't need dum yedanus es oviv. You don't need tofis kedushin ba'achine. So memele, the vlad is a mamza, according to the chachomim, you need dum yedanus es oviv. So a mamza from yevam elishuk will never be. Ilo lavu dos apesha benetam ilo lav greidu dios ilo kedushin leitopsi nami dosu leo terashti. Taisus is chaylik and rashi, Taisus holds according to everyone is a lava yevoma leshut, The Shaila is the Pasuk also Megala that Kedushin isn't Taifas in a Yavon Malisha. Period. Zot the Gemara Vaita. Omar Lei Rav Mori Balochel Le Rav Ashi. Hochi Omar Ameima Haloche Kibosei De Shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel. So what does that mean? We paskin like Shmuel, that a Yevome Lishuk that got married will need a get misofik. Omar Rabashi. So Rabashi said, Hashte do Omar Ameima Hilchese Kevosei de Shmuel. Since Ameima said we paskin like Shmuel, at what that misofik you need again. Im hoyo yevomo koyhein, if this woman got married al pi eidechot, or al pi shnei eidem, and eidechot came and said, meis bailech v'achakach meis bincha. And she went, and she got married to Lishuk. Then two Eidim came and said, no, hepech hayu advorim, meis bin chavacha kach meis bailach. So what, so now we find out that she's a Yevoma Lishuk. Now, according to Shmuel, so what's the din going to be? So can the Yevom marry her? You can't marry her till this person will give her a get. Misofik, she's a sofikacious, so she needs a get. Now, im hoyo yevom o koyin, what if the yevom was a koyin? So that means, so let's picture the situation. And eidechot said, meis bailech v'achakach meis bincho. She got married to Bel. She got married to Bel. Now, to aid them, come and say that, you know, it was the other way around, that meis bincha v'achakach meis bailach. So now there's a yibum de kishayla, there's an eishes ish de kishayla. So Shmuel said, so let's take one at a time. It could be she's married to Bevel, could be she needs a get from Bevel. So, if the Yavam wants to be Miyabma, first she needs a get. Because maybe she's an Eishas Ish. Now, can't be Miyabma if she's an Eishas Ish. So, it can only be Miyabma if she'll get a get. Now, if the Yavam was a Kohen, so you won't be able to be Miyabma. Even if she gets without a get, she's an Eishas Ish. She can't be Miyabma. With a get, he can't be Miyabma, because it's a Chayvei Laban, it's a Tzeir B'Yirishena to be Yishniya. So when we come to the Yavam HaKoyin, now we come over to them, we tell them facts of life. Rav Yid, she's married to someone else. Whatever he'll do, you can't be Miyabma. He agrees. You see, that's facts of life. According to Shmuel, he can't be Miyabma. So we tell him, you give chalitza. Fine. So he gives chalitza. He can't be Miyabma, give chalitza. Now the shaila is she mutter to remain by the, is she mutter to remain by the, this person she married with this Bevel? Is she mutter? Now he gave chalitza. She's ois yevama l'shuk. Is she permitted to remain with this Bevel? Yes or no? So let us think out loud for 1 minute. And l'chayre, there'd be a meredik esvore to say as follows. The Isser Yibum came about because of the Kedushin. I mean, the minute this person made Kedushin in her, the Yavam is finished. Because the Yavam is a Kohen. So he can't be miyaper anymore. So when this person, this bevel, made kedushin in her, so automatically the yavam can't be miyaper. Now, when he made kedushin, he was a very innocent person. Besides that, it wasn't a dechot, but chutz from that, kedushin is not an avera. He didn't do anything wrong. But with the kedushin, the yavam is out of the picture already. Now, afterwards, he was boyo. He was boyo. Did an avera, yavam l'shuk, 100%. She's Yavam L'Shuk, did an Aveira. Did this Aveira in any way affect the Yavam? So we'll see later in Rashi. Rashi says, the Shitas Rav Hamnuna, not forget about Rabbi Kiva, the Shitas Rav Hamnuna that holds, Ashemeres Yavam Shezinza is Osar on the Yavam. It's also like a Soite. But Ravashi doesn't hold like this. So the bee doesn't asa on the yavam. The bee doesn't asa on the yavam. So now let us think. So this bevel, he did two things. He made kedushin, which made the yavam of kahak the tzaddis. Now he can't be miyamba. But for making kedushin, you can't have any tainus then, because he didn't do any avera by making kedushin. He didn't do anything wrong by making. He didn't do chayr. According to Rashi, okay, maybe it was Avon, maybe Yavam Yovel, the Kedushin is, according to Rashi, Lashitosa, Rashi learns that there's no Aveira, according to Rashi, there's no Aveira of marrying a Yavam L'shuk. So when he married the Yavam L'shuk, he didn't do anything wrong. By marrying her, automatically, the Yavam can't be Miyavma. So the Yavam Hashem have kahakted others. Now later, when he was boiled her, the bia did not in any way affect the yavam, because Ravashi does not hold like Rav Hamnuna. He did an avera. He spoke lashon hara also in the stomach, could be, but this avera, the Gemara held now, is not enough of a reason that we should asa her to this battle. He did a bi'abis, but since it did not in any way affect the yavam, so we shouldn't ask her to the person she had married. So memela. So that's what the Gemara said. Hashte the Omar Ameima. Hilchese kevosei de Shmuel. No, I made a mistake. But hilchese kevosei de Shmuel. Since we paskin like Shmuel, imhoya yevoma koyin choylitz lo v'shor yelei. Now let's say again. If the halacha would not be like Shmuel, the halacha would be like Rav. So according to Rav, kedushin is in Teifis. So then, the Yav was able to be Miyavma. She's not a Grusha, nothing. But according to Shmuel, there's a Sofik if Kedushin is Typhus. So now, if Kedushin is Typhus, so Lemaise, if Kedushin is Typhus, so, like he did an Aveira L'maisa. He wasn't allowed to marry her. There's a nis. If Kedushin is Taifis, there's a lav, according to Shmuel. And, Al Kaponim, the Gemara held, so then we have to explain this a little better, but the Gemara held that the Koyim will give Chalitza, and Vishavila, and she'll be mutter to the battle that she married, even though he did an issa when he married her. To show you, like, so the Gemara asks, why should it be like that? Iskure iska imkein motzino chayte niska. So the Gemara says, is a chayte niska. That means he did a chet. He married her be Issa, So why should she remain mut? Why should we permit this marriage to continue? He did an issa with the kedushin. Paki did an issa. He was al piyedecha, but he did an issa. So why should we permit this marriage to continue? Matzino chaytin iska. So therefore, the Gemara says, Elo imhom. So according to Shmuel, we most have to give her a get. Elo imhoya yevoma Yisrael. Now this is what the Gemara is saying. If the Yavam was a Yisrael, noisen lo sheini get, so then he'll have to give her a get. The hutra loy, and then she'll be mutter to her Yavam. That means, since we paskin according to Shmuel, the Yavam will not be permitted to be miyavam her till this beryl will give her a get. That you say, since we paskin according to Shmuel, that will be the halacha. And we'll tell him to give her a get, because there's a mitzvah of yibum. And she never became Neser on the Yavam. So Mamela will tell him to give her a get, and then the Yavam will be Miyabma. But he can't be Miyabma before the get, according to Shmuel, because there's a suffix, maybe she needs a get. Let us see Rashi. Im hoyo yevomo koyin, vizu niseis leshuk, Be'ed echad oy b'shnei edim. Rashi says that the Dritva says that Rashi held a filu b'shnei edim. He also counts like Ula later. She'omru lo meis baylech va'achakach meis binchot va'omar Shmuel boy get. So, but Shmuel said she needs a get from him. Be'kiven the yoyv lo gita. Shehu koyin, mishum grusha. So the minute he gives her a get, so she's not allowed to become the siyabim from the yavam who's a koyin. So chayvus lo yavam. So the yavam will give her a chalitza. Vishol yela baylo, and she'll be permissible to the baal. So the Gemara asks, he's a chayte. Why should we permit him to remain with her? The kedushin was beisa. He wasn't allowed to. He didn't avail when he made kedushin. So even this yavam alashuk, and they went, and they should have been medayik. So therefore, in such a case, we won't say that the yavam gives chalitza, and she's permitted to continue to be with the husband she married before. No, it's the other way around. We'll tell him to give a get. And then the Yavam will be permitted to be Miyabma.